If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are here with Sarah Farasia.
David Yontem. I just watched my son slam his hand into the door. Oh, it's a crazy.
So sorry.
I know, it's a crazy day here at Casa Frasier. Okay, first of all, I'm back to, I think Vanderpump Rules is so boring.
Awful.
Were you not so bored until Jack showed up? Which, of course,
you know what?
Yeah, go.
It's not just boring. It's fucking fake. I mean, the two scenes I can't stand. I mean, I really hate to start on such a negative point of view. I hate the scene where Ariana has to go upstairs for something and Katie's just going to stay in the kitchen. And here's Tom. Like, okay, we obviously set this up and forced Katie and Tom to speak. Way to go, Katie, for taking one for the team, right? For filling this scene for your, you know, $700,000. And the other scene is like, obviously the whole Jackson thing is set up. And by the way, I mean, does everyone really think these texts which appear on the screen are real texts? I mean,
No. They're
obviously producers that write these texts. So
and why can't we get a flash to real time when they all said, we'll never film with Tom Sandoval again in all the interviews and all the podcasts they did. And now here they are and they all film. Ariana shows up to a bar where Tom Sandoval sat because she is, you know, going to keep, quote, living her life. You know, I mean, it's just so, it was so boring. We have another pool party with Tom Sandoval. I will say Tom Sandoval, you've probably known this because you've been an OG fan, but Tom is so, there's just really no depth to Tom, is there? Like, it's so surface, right?
Or well, is that just Sarah, I think a lot of people are probably like, duh, is that Morgan Wade in the back row over there? Duh, Sarah, even I know this, Sarah, Morgan, there was a major scandal. Where have you been, girl? Where have you been?
Well, he was more interesting during that. He was actually more interesting having an affair than he is. I mean, that pool party looked like a desperately casted group of misfits. I mean, it just did not, like, yeah. Am I getting right?
Yes. And then this fake scene with Jax is so fake. Ugh.
What did you find fake about that?
Well, Tom Schwartz being, it's Jax is walking onto the set of Vanderpump Rules for one reason only, the Valley. And you know what I want to know? This is where my mind goes. I mean, we know it's Alex Baskin. We know it's Evolution. I want to see Lisa. I mean, I assume Vanderpump's contract for Rules says that any spinoff, whether I'm involved or not, I bet you she gets a percentage. I bet you this LVP might have negotiated with Evolution on the way. You know, you want to have Sheena and Brock's family with Summer Moon. I bet you Lisa, I mean, we have Villa coming. I bet you Lisa has, I'm just thinking she gets a percentage of the Valley because A, she's doing a lot of press. Like she's saying, oh, we all knew about Jax and Brittany. Of course we could have called that one. Like, why is Lisa talking about the Valley? I mean, Lisa doesn't get out of bed unless she has a vested interest. No shade, girl. I don't get out of bed either. I bet you Lisa gets a percentage of the Valley. And I mean, it's fake just in that Jax is sitting. Tom Schwartz didn't pull his dick out of his asshole while he's living in this 22-year-old apartment. And I don't mean like it's old. I mean, like that's an apartment a 22-year-old college kid should be living in. But I guess I'm being a snob. But I mean, like Jax wasn't just there because Tom Schwartz is a brilliant guy. Duh. My name is Schwartzy and I hang out with Morgan.
Don't you come for my Schwartzy and
well, it's obviously a scripted thing to spin off the fucking Valley. And shocker, we have Lala now on the Valley. We'll talk about the Valley in a few minutes. You watch the Valley premiere?
No, yeah. I didn't. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I had all I could do to make it through that 40 minutes of just terrible television last night. It was just so,
I'm there with you this week. I am there with you, girl. I thought it was horrible.
Like I said, I do this with every show, right? Sister Wives, I watched a lot of, 1,000-Pound Sisters, Welcome to Platteville, 90 Day Fiancé franchises. I feel the same way. It's so much filler. It's just so much filler to get to their season quota or of episodes. And I mean, honest to God, last night I actually had to keep asking myself, didn't we see this exact scenario in episode like one or two when, you know, Tom's assistant is getting everything ready and schlepping around and doing his dirty work and asking Ariana if she can leave the house. And what did we learn new last night? I actually enjoyed the Jack scene because I haven't, you know, I'm a new fan, so I haven't seen them interact much. And I liked the hypocrisy. I enjoyed.
Why I didn't like it? Because to me, it's Jax's big, like, this is it. And there is, again, I am not being critical. I'm just being honest. Like, this is it. Jax has wanted this. He's been trying for this. You get fired for racially insensitive, activities. And this is it. The Valley is it. This is Jax's idea. This is it. You know what? We're in Vegas, Sarah, and we bet the whole house, the whole marriage, the whole child's college education on the Valley. And the only way it's starting is from Scandoval. And you're lucky. So I just feel Jax is there. No, he doesn't like Tom and they've had their things, but it just seems so scripted to me. Like Jax came in to act like, your white nail polish, man. The whole world knows about you. Like, it wasn't authentic to me. It was like Jax's big moment to tear down Sandoval of like, we're calling in the big guns, which you wouldn't even be there if we weren't spinning off the Valley. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I think that's an excellent, excellent point. And we all love a comeback story. I mean, Jax is getting a very rare second chance in Hollywood. Yes. We'll see how it goes. I think he's taking... The problem with Jax and Brittany is you just don't believe anything is sincere, right? They have this second chance, and then I do agree. I think the whole separation is staged.
But honey, they're doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. Like, they are sticking to it. She moved out months ago. Vanderpump.
Commit to the bit. I mean, come on. That's Hollywood 101. I mean, you know, go all in. If you're going to act... You know, let's do a Christian Bale here where we're a method actor, where we pretend that we're, you know, Batman for 2 years or whatever bullshit they do.
You know, Jared Leto, that Jared Leto climbs the Empire State. Like, that Jared Leto is a method actor too. And he's, oh man.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
You think I just go for, you know, the young ones with Bieber and, oh no, you give me some Jared Leto, honey, and I will end this podcast right now with you and I'll be back.
Stupid. I mean, I love actors and I've always been drawn. I'm very drawn to Hollywood, but how dumb. Can you imagine Daniel Day-Lewis when he was Abe fucking Lincoln and you had to pretend when after they go cut and you still had to treat him like he was Abe Lincoln? Like,
no.
You fucking freak.
So Jax and Brittany are method actors. Is that what you're saying?
They are. They're committed to the bit. They are so committed. I just saw her on a red carpet and with, you know, I don't know, a major news outlet. And they were saying, now, what is the cause? You'll have to watch. You'll just have to watch. I mean, Jax has got his list of things. He knows what he's supposed to do. I'm like, oh my God, this is so, and she's just like smiling and just as happy as someone who has separated and moved out and has a child, just as thrilled. It's like, oh my God, give me a break. There's no list. The list is, okay, you did a short-term rental for 3 months. And I mean, and she's like, but we're going to continue. We're filming every day together. We got a podcast together. We got to keep doing. They were just in Kentucky.
Okay, so I told you, I was supposed to be at that convention in Kentucky for, you know, Shannon Doherty and all the 90s people. And they were there. They were like out to dinner at night and Yeah, you know, do you want to know what the list is? The list is A, Brittany wants another child, and B, Cruz needs to go to college. That's the list of problems in the marriage here, of why we need to have a spat and move out and unfollow each other and take my the name off Instagram. And I'll admit it, as important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. How many times do you hear of someone who's doing the whole intermittent fasting thing and how they lost weight and they're in great physical shape and their mental health is wonderful? That's all great, but like the whole not eating part, I kind of have a problem with. And that's exactly why Prolon was created. Prolon is a revolutionary nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they are fasting. In other words, Prolon makes your body think you're fasting, but you're actually not. I did their 5-day program and oh my God, I see the difference. I'm leaning out and I just feel so much better. Prolon isn't like any other diet that I try because it's not a diet, it's science. And I love that their 5-day program comes within one convenient box. There's no thinking. There's snacks, there's soups, there's beverages, and it's all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Well, actually not fasting. Right now, Prolon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet. Yeah, that LVP, she's getting it. She's watching this valley like a hawk because I guarantee you she's getting a percentage out of that.
If Lisa Vanderpump came to us, if she came to me and she said, "Darling, I'm going to make you a star. I'm going to do a show about podcasts, and I need you to leave your husband and argue over your son and trash all over and shit on David," I would be like, "Okay." And you know,
Sign me up, girl.
I know. It's like,
Sarah who? Sarah
yeah.
who? I don't know what name Sarah.
And you and David are going to leak things about each other to the press. All kinds of texts. Okay, here's my phone. Like, have at it. Whatever you can do. I mean.
Find the phones. I mean, granted, yeah, find the phone, do what you gotta do. I'll take my licks. Everyone will hate me. I'll be the new Scandoval. And I
Me
don't
too.
know.
I'll be Katie Maloney and I'll be the half lesbian, half whatever you want to do, LVP. You direct me.
And
Now,
she was
what
like, and if there's a spin-off of your show, Sarah, I want 90%. And whatever you want, LVP, whatever you want. The answer is yes.
you
Sign
and
us
Alex
up.
Gatskin, whatever you can come up with for the podcast drama world, we're here for it. Every scandal, I mean, anything.
Yeah.
Okay, but what did you make of? So you thought the scene with Tom and Katie was very staged because my husband and I watched that. My husband's a new fan, and he, these are his words, he has sympathy for Tom Sandoval because Tom Sandoval is, quote, such a dummy. He believes that Tom is just so dumb that Tom really didn't believe that having this affair would result in him being just. He does. He thinks Tom is too stupid to even realize how it was going to impact Tom's life.
Or too much of a narcissist. Like when you're a narcissist, you truly just don't have those feelings and emotions, and you really just think everyone is going to love you no matter what. So, one or the other, stupid, narcissist, professional victim. Mind you're barking up the wrong tree over here, Tom. I mean, Katie ain't going to ever give you a dime. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, she ain't going to bat her eyes, and this is the wrong one. You know, I think I was wrong when I said, now, look, I don't think something about her is opening anytime soon. But I think when I had my scenario of like Katie and, all the mustard all over her from the sandwiches and Ariana, I mean, and that they're going to fall out. I think, Katie and I, the number one person that has Ariana's back is Katie. And you saw all those things that are surfacing about the reunion was filmed over the weekend. And apparently, well, first of all, Andy has said Lala's the voice of reason this season, but apparently the reunion ends with Lala eviscerating Ariana. She just lost it. She
Wait,
lost it. She's done.
Lala or Ariana eviscerates Lala, I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Lala eviscerates Ariana, that she is just
Well, maybe that was.
over it. She's just over it. She's like, I'm done. I'm
Ooh,
done.
interesting, interesting. Okay, probably you're right. I feel like definitely the accuracy points are more in your corner than mine. I saw alleged.
A juicy AF rumor that's being spread around West Hollywood right now. And yes, it has to do with these two.
Well, Ara and Laliana got into a heated argument. I don't know
It
who.
says that Ariana eviscerated Lala.
Oh, well, there you go.
Over type situation.
There you
And this is
go.
the only place I've
Well.
heard this rumor. And if you haven't seen already, here's the reunion seating chart. And Lala and Ariana are sitting on the same side of the couch. But no, who's not on their side? Sheena. I am obviously Team Ariana, and I cannot wait to see her eviscerate Lala. Lala absolutely rode on Ariana's coattails after Scandoval. Hello, do we remember the Uber Eats Good as Gold commercial? And who could forget her making thousands off of her Send It to Daryl sweatshirts that, yeah, she was selling for $50 a piece. And if you don't remember, Send It to Daryl was in relation to any Scandoval update. She said Send It to Daryl, who was her lawyer, for her official statement. I mean, we've kind of seen and kind of heard Lala flipping sides a little bit. And kind of calling out Ariana, saying she's never seen someone get cheated on and become God. So I absolutely believe this rumor, and I look forward to seeing it playing out. Let me know in the comments, are you Team Lala or Team Ariana? There is a juicy.
I don't know. Maybe this woman is wrong.
Well, it is all over the place, right? Maybe it's wrong, but I mean, has Lala done anything? Like, I haven't seen anything in the. I mean, she does have a podcast, but like, I haven't really heard anything that would require Ariana to be madder at her than like Sheena or anyone else. I mean, they're all kind of saying the same thing, right? Look, I'm here for it. Like, we all want to know how we're going to go into next season. We can't have it being everyone against Tom. We have to have someone. So Ariana fighting with Lala and or Sheena and kind of her being on the outs would be, you want another season. Is that a season? It sounds pretty good to me.
Okay,
Like I
because
still
we
don't
know,
want to watch.
I mean, we see in this latest episode 7 that Sheena and Ariana have a sit down. And it did seem a little bit like if they were such good friends and Ariana knew that Sheena loved Dancing with the Stars, wouldn't even a day before the announcement she have given Sheena a heads up? But then to
I
me,
don't think you can. I mean, I agreed with her on that. Like, when all that shit that got leaked about, like, Teresa from whatever that, I think Housewife Historian, my girl leaked that about when Teresa was in the villain's house just now. Like, no, you really shouldn't. No, I don't think you can announce before you're on the flown to New York and unveiled on the morning news of ABC. I don't think you can. I don't think you can. No.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll give that to Ariana. But they don't seem very friendly. I mean, Ariana says this is just Sheena setting everything up to announce that she is going to be good friends with Tom Sandoval again.
She misses her friend. She misses her friend.
I don't even know how this got 11 seasons because Tom has
Well,
zero depth. I mean, it just is so it what Even if they are Team Tom, what are we going to see from Tom next? Are we going to finally get back to Schwartz and Sandy's? Are we going to finally get
no.
back to the business?
Schwartz
What?
and Sandy's, I just did one of my quick hits. Schwartz and Sandy's rumor is has seen better days. Now, I can tell you,
What?
I was in West Hollywood on a Sunday. I walked by Sir. I mean, I don't know how crowded. I walked by Tom Tom. I don't know how crowded, other than the location. I mean, As far as a vibe, to me, Shorts and Sandy's has the best vibe out of all these places. Apparently, they cut the cocktail menu, darling, from 8 to 6. And the appetizer, main course, dessert, and cocktails is now being rethought. We just have light bites. Some staff has been let go. These are the reports that Schwartz and Sandy's is not a booming a business. Now, you and I have also been to Jax's Studio City, which when you and I were there, wasn't exactly. And this is with Jax being there and Brittany being there and Kristen being there. So if there ever was a time to go, you would think, Jax is tweeting out, come on by, check me out, man, I'm here. Kristen's like, look where I just ended up. Well, if that's not, I mean, was it busy the night you and I were at Jax's Studio City? I mean, I'm just asking.
Not really. We went on a Friday night, although to be fair, Friday nights are not hot in LA. So everyone in Los
This is
Angeles.
Sarah's new thing. You go out on a Monday, you go out on, I mean, hello, where have you been? Sorry, everyone's gonna tell me I'm being obnoxious today. Go on.
No, be obnoxious. I'm used to Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia, Nova. All right. And Nova, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights are when it's on. That because people work in politics for the most part there. You got to be sort of top of your game, I guess, maybe during the week, at least Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then after that, all goes to hell. Here, people do not work. So, Monday through Thursday is when you're out. You've been out the past couple of nights. I mean, I've gotten missed calls from
Excuse
Missy.
me.
I've gotten calls from Missy Antip. On a Monday morning, he's feeling it. On a Tuesday morning, he's feeling it. He has plans. So,
It's been a rough week, darling. I've been making so many purchases this year, and I don't feel as guilty as I did last year because basically I'm setting myself up for financial success by building credit every time I make a purchase. That is because I'm using the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card. There's so many things I love about the Chime Visa credit card. First and foremost, there's no annual fee or credit check to get started. You can use it anywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. And if you happen to overdraft, you can overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualified direct deposit. So build your credit this year too. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 plus qualified direct deposit to get started. Go to chime.com/velvet. That's chime.com/velvet. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA members FDIC. Out of network ATM withdrawal and over-the-counter advance fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Do you know how important it is to shift your skincare routine with the seasons? We're in the throes of winter, and everyone asks me how my skin stays looking healthy, smooth, and hydrated. The answer is simple: OneSkin. The problem with most skincare regimes out there is that they treat the symptoms rather than focusing on the root causes of aging. They provide a band-aid, which is so temporary, and OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called the OS1. I've always used OneSkin for the face and the eye, but now I use it for the body as well. Their OS1 face has worked miracles for my wrinkles on my face. And don't take my word for it. In a 12-week clinical study, 87% of users said they saw diminished wrinkles. So listen, OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code VELVET at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code VELVET. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin.
Darling, you have a social life. So we went on a Friday night to Jax's, and it was not, I mean, there were definitely fans and a lot of groups of friends. We went with a group of friends. We all wanted to take photos with them. We did. They were very lovely, like super. Can we talk to you? Here are free shots. I mean, Jax is a great bar owner. I'll say that. But it
He
wasn't,
puts in the
no, I
time.
mean, you could definitely get in.
Well, let me tell you so. I do hope that Lala eviscerates and Ariana eviscerates. I hope that they're in a huge fight because it would be better
We need it.
TV. Let me just tell you for a few minutes about the Valley.
Okay, so I did get text messages from a lot of friends. Like, are you and David going to recap the Valley? I'll be on, my friend Blair is like, I'll join you guys for recaps. I didn't even watch. Did you
Well,
watch?
I want to know the people's opinion. I really do want to take a temperature from people. Did anyone give you a glimmer? Because I'm curious, are people, look, I always have my own opinions. I'm not going to be swayed by anyone's opinion. I don't know. I mean, my expectations are so low for the damn show. Okay, let me say this. They have Lala is on it. They have a pool party for a birthday. There is a gay, Brittany's best friend from Kentucky is one of the people, and he is now stolen by Kristen as her best friend. You know, they all want to be best friends with the gay. We're like the token BFF. So there is a gay on it. I don't know. My expectations were so low. They have Lala come, of course, you know. She was paid to be there, honey. Why not show up? But I don't know. It wasn't here. Okay, let me back up and say this. The most interesting thing about the damn show is Dodie. She has that charisma to me when she's on the screen of like, I'm somewhat interested. She wants to have a kid. She's single. Jax has very old school beliefs. Shocker that, you know, Dodie should not be having a child just on her own. That she is also a mess, that she cannot really handle a child. She has this nice boyfriend. You know, she's had some tough times. She dated Tom Sandoval, don't forget. Then she dated James. James spit on her door and said, "You're trash." She slapped him in the face on the in the driveway. So Dodie's has a past with Sandoval and James. I think she found a nice guy. She sold her house in Valley Village, we learn, to move in with her ex. I mean, that's really smart when you sell your actual house to move in with like a guy you dated for 6 months. And then after like 2 more months, he said, "Get out. I hate you." She had no house to go back to, girl. Kicked out, sold the house and lived in an apartment with a boyfriend. So she's
Gotta
starting
start over.
over.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. So
Okay.
she's the best part of the show to me, but overall, the show is possibly a pass for me
Really?
unless everyone really, really is into this and wants us to. I mean, I don't know. I watched it. I'm not gonna watch the next episode, but I'm torn and I'd like to see the ratings. I really am torn on this one. Did any of your friends or DM people there give you any indication of how they feel?
No. And people just wondered if we were going to watch it. Are we reviewing it? Like I said, my friend Blair was like, I'll be on your recaps with you guys. So I probably had, I'm going to say half a dozen like messages that people were curious what our thoughts were if we were doing anything with it. But I haven't even watched. I don't
I
know.
mean,
I find
listen.
it really hard to watch like any more of these shows.
I don't blame you. I mean, listen, we don't have Housewives coming back like we used to. We're spacing this shit out. Even if New York does start announce that everyone's coming back and they're filming next week, that's still a pretty big gap from New York ending to filming.
Well,
We have nothing else to watch. I mean, I think people might, because it's Jax and Brittany and Dotes. They might start to watch. I don't know. This one's a mystery to me. You know, normally when they have girlfriends in Paris or matchmakers in Atlanta. Remember those recent shows that I was like, these two are gonna flop, and they did. This one's a little more of a mystery to me about whether the ratings will be enough to keep it. I'm a little torn.
Oh, I think overall the ratings will be enough. 100%. They're getting a season two, I bet. I bet it's already booked. I bet it's
Wow.
already booked. 100%. Because I think they can ride the tails of Scandoval for a couple more years. You know, because this season is doing phenomenal for Vanderpump Rules season 11. Phenomenal. Everyone now is so curious about this reunion. Andy, you know, and Andy is where you are. He's Team Allie. He thinks Allie, the astrologer, is going to come out as a ongoing character that people are going to love and be very interested in.
I love
Lala,
Allie.
they're just building up how amazing Lala is. And you know, Schwartz and Sandoval and Sheena are going to be back versus Katie and Ariana. Are we next season? I guess we're going to be seeing Because so far, still, we're not seeing much of Ariana dating. So I'm assuming next season we're going to see Ariana, Katie dating.
Let's see Tom dating.
Tom dating. They're all going to be back slutting it up.
And let's see Ariana go at Lala and Sheena. That would be an interesting season-ish. Right?
Yeah.
It can't be about scandal. I find Anne to be very interesting. I like her picking up all the stuff, and she has the mother. Anne's very humorous to me, this Anne.
I agree. Keep Anne around. And
can we agree to kick Joe out and never speak to her again?
I like Joe. I'm sorry.
At least
she's weird and different than this other group that's like the same old, same old. And the problem is, I don't know how this... The reason I also think that Valley Village continues is because they have to segue to an older show. I mean, you know, Tom Sandoval, the problem with season or episode, what did we just have? Is it episode 8? Yeah, episode 8. I mean, here you are, the opening scenes. This man is in his 40s, okay? And it's the rainbow beaded necklace, shirtless, at a pool party with 10 people he doesn't know, drinking a Heineken. I mean, it's just so... Like, dude, what are we... Are we... I just don't believe
you
it.
You can see why he had an affair.
I can. I don't. I guess if this show would be a million times better. Rachel is never coming back at this point, especially with lawsuits. But I wish she would, because that would have been so much better. Versus, he just seems so old and desperate. And Billy Lee seems. Is it Billy Lee or Billy Lord?
Billy Lee. Billy Lord is on American Horror Story and is a podcast guest of mine's daughter. Andy's best friend, Bruce Bozzi.
Billy Lee desperately wants to get with Tom Sandoval. Desperately. And actually, at this point, that would be the most... Yes, I think she's in love with him, don't you? She sits there poolside, like, just absolutely googly-eyed over him.
That would be amazing.
If I were Tom Sandoval, I think I would pursue that, because I just... I mean, in that pool with those two blondes that they casted, and they claim that they know nothing about his... cheating, and he's like, hey ladies, yeah, so I got a roommate, yeah, it's my ex-girlfriend. It's like,
we may not all be able to have Jennifer Aniston money, but we could all have Jennifer Aniston hair, and you know, that's just as good. Hello, the Rachel. I have Jennifer Aniston hair because I use Lola V is an award-winning hair care line founded by the one and only Jennifer Aniston. I love Lola V not just because it smells good, is luxurious, it's hair care products that work. Lola V has no silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and they're cruelty-free and vegan. Every day in the shower, I use their restorative shampoo, conditioner, and the intensive repair treatment. And it's such a luxurious spa-like experience. It's the only thing I use on my hair. Now you can unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair care at LolaVie.com. As one of my loyal listeners, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you enter code VELVET at checkout. That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code VELVET. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Do you even realize how many people it takes to put this podcast out every day? Editors, ad salespeople, marketing, PR. I couldn't do it alone, although I like to pretend to. I found everyone that I work with now on Indeed. They're the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And there's a reason why. Before Indeed, my hiring process was an absolute mess. It took me forever and nobody was qualified. Indeed helps you hire faster, but it also delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. I don't spend hours searching and searching. That's what I love best about Indeed. Indeed matches me with qualified candidates. So listen, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
No,
see, I even think that was like a fake scene of like Tom is trying, right? Like he's trying to be That's he's trying to be. This could be funny if it were actually authentic. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're such a fucking loser. You have no game, but you know what you're doing. You do have game. We've seen him at the shows. I mean, get laid. There's a line for him to get laid. And this is just you trying to be funny. Like, I'm 42 and I have a girlfriend and ex-girlfriend 10 years, and she's my roommate, and our place is a pigsty. So this is,
I
it's
think
like, it's all fucking fake scenes.
they all need to sashay to Valley Forge, and they need to cast more friends around James and Allie and address the abuse issues, which they're never going to do with James, because if he was doing any of that while filming, that's a whole legality. But it's like, I don't know. They have a maybe,
And
and they,
mind you,
but
one
maybe
of
they
the
don't have an age problem because the ratings are really, really good. So maybe what they're doing is great.
best things to me was like when Jax was coming at Tom and James is like, ah, popcorn. Where's the popcorn? James is like, oh, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I used to be out and everyone hated me. And now Jax is back. And look at he's slamming Sandoval. No one could slam him the way Jax can. So James was like just eating it up. Imagine like if you were on these shows. Like, you know what it is about these people? I think a lot of these people that are on these shows are fans of the drama. So when you're just sitting there watching the show, like James is almost like watching this episode like a fan. Like, imagine if you're like Maj.
Yeah.
Did you know my friend the Saj? She lives in Englewood, New Jersey. Do you know the Saj?
I do. I know the Saj.
Well, imagine when the Saj is there and she is with her sidekick, Lexarita, who she's trying to turn into looking just like her, but that's besides the point. But the Saj is there and Teresa and Melissa, team this one, team that one. How about team nobody? They're both awful. But when the Saj is filming a scene between these two, and she's just like, these people are probably like, oh, this is a great day at work. I'm getting like a free show. Like, I think they know, like, oh, the viewers are gonna love this. They're like kids in a candy store. So when James is there, like, oh, look at this. Oh, I love this. Do, 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 do.
Yeah,
Right?
I mean, it was the most interesting part to me of the whole night, really.
I mean, I've been fighting you for a few weeks here and telling you. It's better than you think. And now you've, I'm right there with you. Awful. Awful.
I have thought season or episodes like 5, 6, 7, even last week, I thought they were fascinating. We learned more information, people are fighting, but this was so much filler.
You know what the other problem is? Is that like, it for me, it works on the Kardashians because they're so rich and famous, and we know everything, but it's so scripted, the Kardashians. We know it's
Oh.
scripted that when you find out like a year later and watch it, there is still something intriguing about it because they do give you something. I think it's just like reality TV to me has changed. Like, this is even more boring than like we know this story. Like, if this were 3 weeks after it happened and we heard that Tom apologized to Katie or Sheena was in a picture with Tom, if it was like 3 weeks later or 4 weeks, I think we'd be more interesting. It's that we all know how this story ends. We've all read every word. So to now
Right.
watch it, it's like, I don't know, it does work for me on the Kardashians. Like, I just think maybe reality TV needs to change its actual model. Like, you and I talked about this off air yesterday. Like, the days of like the, pop culture, E! News and Access Hollywood, like those shows are not being greenlit anymore. That formula just doesn't
Yeah.
work because we have a phone and we can just click and we can see that Sheena Shea had a three-way and orgy with John Mayer, and we don't need to hear about it tonight from Mario Lopez in 7 hours. It still is the show that, but that's not the future. I think just maybe the future of reality TV is we have to change the model and somehow, instead of cameras up, we have to film and edit, film and go into a fucking room and work for 24 hours and just get the shit
Yeah,
out.
and turn it out, turn it. You
Two
know, they
weeks, 3 weeks.
right. They,
I
I.
mean, this is Hollywood, honey. We had a major global pandemic in 2020 where you could not leave your house. You were afraid to go to the grocery store to buy a fucking thing of water. And somehow, Hollywood, Seacrest, Rippa, the Today Show with Matt Lauer, although he was kicked to the curb and banished, Watch what somehow they figured out a way to broadcast all over the world to millions, and not, God forbid, we miss a dollar in Hollywood here in your backyard, my backyard. So there's a way to do it. There's a way to get this out earlier. And it's just maybe that is the way to do it. And stop having so many shows. Like they're slowing it down. Like that's maybe just the way to do it. Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have to be 24 hours. You know, they don't have to turn it right around, but I think that's for me what's happening here is like it's not even like we know it and now it's interesting to watch the dynamics. We know Tom and Ariana were going to have a scene together. We know they're not going to speak. Like we're not really, it's too old. We need to speed it up.
I couldn't agree more. My son just hit the router button on our internet. That's what my husband was coming
Oh,
to let me know. So
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
And you want to know, you want to, who the hell was it you who was telling me the other day about
Children.
having a child? Somebody, it wasn't
Okay.
you. Oh, I know where it was. I went to Elizabeth, you know, Elizabeth Vargas from the OC. You remember her,
Yes. Does she want
everybody?
to have a child?
Does it? No. But I went to her house. I'm on her podcast coming up. I went to the OC on Sunday. Remember Elizabeth Vargas, guys, season
Yes.
15? Come on, give her some credit. We love Elizabeth Vargas. I went to her house to record a podcast. She wants to be on her podcast. So I went, and her brother is there, and she very great host, Elizabeth Vargas. Love Elizabeth. But her brother is her co-host, and he has children. I don't. So Elizabeth, I think online, asked me on the show, like, about kids. And I'm like, sweetie, it's not. And her brother was like, you know, listen, I get what you're saying. It was me. But the minute the child is born, and I'm like,
Oh, it's
no, it's not
amazing.
for me. I'm going to pass. But so that's my point to your child hitting the router.
It's amazing. I agree with you on the timeline. TV is going to have to change, and the first network that can figure that out, and my guess is they can't figure it out because there's so many cooks in the kitchen still. You know, I think we've seen with YouTubers. They can shoot a reality show and turn it around in a week. They can shoot a pop culture show and turn it around in an hour. But they don't have executive producers and assistant producers and
Well,
showrunners and a boss and a boss's boss
but
and then
what
a
about Masked Singer? I work with Masked Singer, and I get cast offs from that every week from them if I want. If the, you
Well,
know.
you're talking two different, you're talking a game show versus a reality show where you've got to establish, you know, people and tie storylines. Masked Singer is, it's easy. Hey, let's get a group of people, do fabulous costumes, come out, let them do a sing a song, three guesses, we're on to the next. You know, I mean,
Well, what you're saying is we film hours and hours and hours of footage. And then when the whole season is over, we look at what we got and then we edit and we craft a story to fit a narrative. So you're basically saying that we need the time, which I agree with you because it's not really reality. Take the word reality out of reality TV. We're going to craft a story. And if it was in real time, I think we would get more real stuff. I think there wouldn't really be an end story. It would be like flip-floppers, like people call me, you know, because that's like I'm a real human being. One week I'm mad at Teresa with what I see on the screen. She's a fucking animal, that woman. And one, the next woman in the week, Melissa's lying like a dog. So there, I am a flip-flopper. That's called being a human being. Wouldn't that be interesting? I think if we actually saw Ariana and Lala fighting one week and then it's 7 days later, this is Hollywood. Lots of things happen. Now we're friends again. Like, I think it would be more real. I think it'd be more gritty. I think, yeah, we're not going to have all the blah, blah, blah. I mean, maybe people want some real in the reality TV.
I don't know. I think you and I know too much. I think that people like they want escapism in these shows. They want easy fluff. I think they want background noise. The genius of now Housewives got a little messy into politics and race issues, but they've pulled back from that. You know, we've talked about this a lot. They're fighting over cheese. That's what people want. They want you can turn it on. Your kids can be yelling and resetting the router. You haven't missed anything. And we're fighting over, they're very easy to follow. I don't know, you know, I cover TLC. I work closely with that network. I mean, their shows are often 2 years behind. I have no idea. I have no idea how their ratings stay up, but They put up monster ratings for shows like Sister Wives and Welcome to Pod. And these shows are a year behind. And we know they do podcast interviews, they reveal things. We know it's so far behind, and yet people still watch. I think they kind of just want an escapism. So I think you and I have this maybe rosy colored, like how are these shows going to survive? When yet I think they're surviving in the new ratings form just fine. I think that they are. Vanderpump Rules this season has enormous. I mean, we've done over 1 million at times.
And Beverly Hills did well. We all knew about Colin Moe.
Huge, huge. And now I think people are even more aware that they are just dragging this divorce out for ratings and are going to continue it now for buying
Buying
Beverly
Beverly
Hills.
Hills. Well,
And now people are still, it's
Mauricio
genius. I think it's a Kardashian move.
has done interviews where he says, the timing of Housewives, it wasn't fair to judge. We had to pick cameras back up. But he's like, buying Beverly Hills, this was right in the middle of what happened with Kyle. So when we picked cameras back up over here, we were in the middle of filming. So Mauricio is saying, because of the timing, it's understandable why you saw nothing on Housewives. But guess what? Come on and tune into us tomorrow on Netflix, and you'll see just what happens with me and Kyle. Because let me tell you, Mauricio, girlfriend, she's got a lot to say, this Mauricio. You better tread lightly, Mo, because if you fuck us again, we just got fucked by that Richards. She says it's none of our fucking business, Sarah. Miss Richards has told you it is none of your fucking business. If that happens, I'm buying Beverly Hills now, and we have a nothing burger again.
Well,
Do I think? Do I think buying Beverly Hills might be traitors? Maybe not that big, but I watched the first season. I don't know anyone else that did. It didn't get that, but good enough to come back. But I watched it. It wasn't, I mean, I love real estate porn. I bet you it has a spike this season. I bet you this. Look at, there's nothing like. God, you're right. We need to call Lisa Vanderpump. Release at someone out there, Alex Baskin. You can have my phone. You can release every text between me and Sarah, and you
well,
can
there's good.
create.
I mean, there is good podcast drama. There's a lot of podcast drama. You and I don't participate in a lot of it, but oh my God, you could cast a show 100% about.
Speaking of podcast drama, yesterday on
Ooh.
my show, I had Chef Stew,
You
and
go.
he has received a cease and desist from Jeff Lewis, his ex-boyfriend. He signed an NDA. Let me tell you something. I want people to sign an NDA if they date me. I love that. I love that idea. Here's your NDA. You want to have drinks? Sign here. So apparently, Chef Stew on my podcast yesterday, we talked about this. Everyone said he signed an NDA with Mr. Lewis, and Chef Stew has his own podcast now. Apparently, he has a cease and desist from Mr. Lewis. So we talked about that yesterday.
Well, as you always
I
say,
don't
cease
know.
and
So
desist don't
they
mean jack. So sue
so.
me or don't sue me.
So there's so there, right. I mean, but not everyone reacts the way I do with sees red. But there's some podcast drama. I mean, they're both, podcasters, so to speak. I don't know, Sarah. Tom Sandoval compared himself to Scott Peterson, and Schwartz said, ooh. And I loved when he said to Schwartz, like when Schwartz is like, and Tom is like, oh, I understand. You need to stop. He's like, I need to stop talking to you now before the group gets mad at me. He's like, I'm kidding. And Tom is like, are you really kidding? This Schwartzy man, you want a man with no backbone, Sarah. And your next
Oh,
relationship.
Schwartzy is such, he has a backbone and he's a lover and he has so many things that he's dealing with in his
Oh
private
my
life. Okay, look,
God.
I have to love you and leave you. I gotta go to a meeting. Speaking of podcast drama.
I know.
Bye.
Oh, and by the way, let's just leave with a Sheena, fuck John Mayer. Okay. All right.
Wait, I want to talk about that. I haven't read that story yet. I
I
want to know.
mean, well, she said, let's just say my body used to be a wonderland, blah, blah, blah. She referred to John Mayer. They played a little tune of his, and he got
Yeah.
off on it. All right. I'm
All
gonna
right,
see you later
we'll be back.
today.
Okay, bye,
Bye.
gorgeous. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review.
because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind The Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind The Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.